This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Looks like Cakes is fixing his Old Glory DC hat. Again, man, we're going to be there Saturday night, 5 o'clock, Maryland Soccerplex. Go to oldglorydc.com to get your tickets to join us. Let's scrum together. And I put on my shirt. I can't say it's the jersey.
Yeah.
The jersey says double XL. And I, admittedly, I put on a few pounds the last couple months.
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't put it on. Couldn't get it on. It says double XL.
There's no clothing on the planet that'll humble you more than, I guess, a rugby kit. Mm-hmm. Because I guess they want it tight fitting so that when you're actually playing, like if it's the game worn gear, so people can't grab you by your jersey.
Right.
So they want it super tight fitting. I don't tend to wear too super tight fitting clothing. my body is not the best for super tight fits.
I couldn't get it into my second arm. It was ridiculous.
That's what they do.
But I have, I don't know, dog tags. And
so we'll be out there tomorrow.
All kinds of swag.
Tomorrow,
swag bag.
5 p.m., Maryland Soccerplex, starting at 5 p.m.
Let's scrum together, Jason Bishop.
Okay. There you have it.
Getting that scrum. OTAs are going on. You have OTAs today. You had OTAs day one on Wednesday. And our pals, Logan Paulson and Craig Hoffman, have the Take Command podcast. And Logan apparently was impressed by Jaden. Here's what he said.
I forget what the concept was, but it was a full field read. So basically, he starts to his right, and then kind of it's dead. It's the next one's dead. The next one's dead. But his ability to just get through the concept so incredibly fast was it reminded me of how good he is at that stuff, right? How he's able to recognize the look, recognize the coverage, understand where the ball needs to go while also not compromising his footwork and his mechanics. The other thing is just tight window throws. I think it was in 2 minute, great completion of Bates, kind of right over the ear of the linebacker. He just does stuff like that all practice. Now, was it a perfect day? No, he throws an interception. He misses a throw to Luke. But even the miss to Luke I really liked, because it's cover two. He's trying to make a whole shot in the tight red. Like, he waits on it. He understands how it's going to clear, how it's going to distribute. He doesn't stare it down. But again, like the understanding, the mastery. They had a 2 minute situation where he gets up to line of scrimmage and he's able to call and signal a new formation immediately. Like, it was crazy how fast he was able to do it. And again, that's a testament to Cliff and the offense also. But yeah, man, it feels like you're watching a guy who, I don't know how he gets better from last year, because it was such a good year last year, but is going to find a way to do it.
Well, plus everything you hear about him is he's just a complete football nerd. Even though we've seen him out and about a bunch, like at hoops games, and we goof on the fact that his mom is always close by, like, he's a grinder. He's always studying. He's always trying to get better. He's using the VR headset to try to, you know, simulate game scenarios and situations. Like, he's everything you could ask for in a young quarterback that you draft. He's everything that Steve's been looking for 30 years.
Yep. And they finally have him. Looks like they got him.
And it's great that you feel like his arrow is still pointing up despite his really good rookie campaign. Like, you feel there's more that he can do. There's more he can learn.
Right, especially when you give him better players.
When you surround him with better talent.
Yep.
The Washington Post has a nice article by Sam Fortier talking about the offense. The headline is, "The Commanders have plenty of weapons and only one football." In the article, he does what Cakes likes to do, which is make some projections on receivers.
I'm a fan of that.
And he kind of breaks down how many snaps there will be throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
Kingsbury called passes on 56% of his run neutral plays or score neutral situation plays. Okay. So they were kind of like ferreting out obvious rundowns and obvious pass downs. But 56% of the time, when you really don't know if you're going to go run or pass, he tends to pass. And it says last season there were 620 passing snaps. McLaurin has averaged about 125 targets over the last four seasons. So if he sustains that pace, he kind of breaks it down. Then, well, how many is Samuel going to get? And then you kind of projects out Samuel that last four seasons, he's ranked in the top 15 in the NFL for touches amongst wideouts. 95 targets, 45 carries has been his average. And so then you ferret that out and you keep kind of going down the list. And last year you had about 100 targets, which were to Olamide Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown.
Right.
So where are those 100 targets going to go? And then you keep kind of projecting it out. Zach Ertz, who had a big year last year, 34 years old, you figure he may not get as much as he got last year. And also maybe you factor in health. He was able to stay healthy where he hadn't for a few years. That's where I know Cakes hates hearing that name Bates, but Logan mentioned Bates. You know, you get Bates, you get Sinnott, you get other guys in the mix.
Well, look, if you're running this offense, you don't want Zach Ertz to have as many targets when he turns 35, I think in October or November. Like, you naturally want some of those targets going to guys like, I guess, Bates, but specifically Sinnott, a guy you burned a second-round pick on. You know that Debo is going to vacuum up a lot of those targets, especially the underneath, you know, shorter, shallower routes over the middle. Like, that's where he's going to operate. So I think Debo, as long as he stays healthy, is going to be the big beneficiary of a lot of those vacated targets that are no longer on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, if he has, he had 480 attempts last year, Jaden.
Jaden had 480, yeah.
So I would think that 200 of those minimum are going to go to McLaurin and Debo.
That sounds about right.
Maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see. And we haven't really talked about the younger receivers. I mean, McCaffrey, you would think he would step it up a little bit.
Yep.
Let's see how they use Jalen Lane. They might just use Lane in special teams, but I would assume they'll get him out there.
I don't think he could sleep on Noah Brown.
And maybe Noah, yeah.
Noah Brown only played in 11 games last year, but I felt like when he was on the field, I mean, he's most known for catching the Hail Mary, but when he was on the field, I thought he was productive.
It's a solid
option.
He
drew a bunch of pass interference calls last season. I think his number could go up. And then we're kind of, look, he's got to sprinkle in his Eckler passes.
Mm-hmm. Eckler, yes.
Brian Robinson caught 25 balls last year out of the backfield.
Yep.
I don't think they're going to have a problem. I thought they spread the ball around last year a lot. Terry ended up with 13 touchdowns, his career high. But Jaden,
remember, Eckler had 41 targets last year, but he missed, what, four or five games and parts of others?
He appeared in 12 games.
Yeah, so that if he would be healthy for 17, I mean, that's probably a lot to ask, but that could be in the
He appeared in 12 50s. Games. Well, one of those, he got his bell rung early.
Right,
and left.
He was out. Yeah.
I can't remember.
Was that Philly?
It might have been the
Philly
game.
Or Dallas.
I can't remember. Yeah. I think it was the Dallas game, but he definitely left, like, I want to say in the first quarter, maybe on the first, like, kickoff.
You don't like to speculate this way, but I'm going to anyway. Isn't it true that once you get one concussion, you're more likely to get more?
I am certainly no medical expert, but I believe that's correct.
And he had two last year.
He did.
So I don't know if it's easy to project him being on the field more because, as you said, he had his bell rung.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to happen again. And I hate to project that, a concussion, but if he had two last year.
Well, the first thing I'm doing, and I know that he was effective at it, I'm taking him off kickoff return.
Yeah.
He's going to be exposed to enough hits and damage just playing running back. I don't need to add that extra element, especially on a play where a lot of times, let's be honest, the ball just, it never even comes out of the end zone. But when it does come out of the end zone, you're just asking to get hit in the head.
But didn't they incentivize coming out of the end zone this year?
So it probably should be more this upcoming year.
You just drafted Jalen Lane, though.
I'm going to find, whether it's Lane or somebody else on the roster, I'm just not going to have Eckler out there. This is probably his last season here. getting exposed to those types of hits that are unnecessary, in my opinion.
Is Lane more of a kick returner or a punt returner or both?
Punt. More of a punt returner.
Well, you know what? I'm going to coach him up to do both.
McCaffrey was doing some kick returning last
year. I'll sprinkle him in too. I'll get anybody except a pretty important running back who catches balls out of the backfield to do that job. Maybe I'm being a little bit paranoid, but I don't think so, coming off what happened last season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's definitely a different vibe than last year. You know, we're heading into training camp, and when the season started, we wondered if Jaden Daniels had enough weapons. They've got Terry, but we didn't really believe in Zach Ertz at the time. We maybe expected more out of Sinnott. Mm-hmm. And after Terry, it was Dreck. Mm. It's the way we looked at it.
Right.
Turned out Zach Ertz proved to be a really good tight end for him. Threatened the end zone, first down guy, maybe doesn't get a lot of yak.
That's okay. Just a reliable target for a young rookie quarterback,
which
is exactly what they signed him for.
His season was above expectations.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he signed a one-year, $5 million deal. It was kind of like a prove-it deal. Like, do you still have something left? And he showed that he certainly does and re-inked for another year.
And given all that, they still ended up with top five offense in the league.
Right.
They could score tons of points, mm-hmm. move the ball down the field. It's mostly because of Jaden Daniels. So now you add Debo. You give him a better offensive line. Like, I understand they're going to have a tougher schedule, but the offense should be better. It really should be. It's a better offense on paper, Cakes.
Yeah, just by adding Debo Samuel, that element to your offense that you didn't have last year, and I know you lost Oz and Tiami Brown, but let's be honest. Those guys are at best, third and fourth, maybe even fifth type of wideouts on most rosters. Debo is a legitimate, proven weapon who's going to be a great complement to Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, last year there were a ton of question marks. This year, there are expectations.
Correct.
So it's
high expectations.
I mean, you look at power rankings for most of the, you know, this online NFL power rankings. They're in the top seven, some, you know, top five. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen many where they're outside the top 10.
No, it's exciting. It's exciting. If you're a Commanders fan, it's exciting because you got Jaden, but also they seem to be going for it. They are still trying to rebuild the roster. At the same time, just the additions of Tunsil and Samuel said, we're going for it this year.
Mm-hmm.
So the offense should really have a great season. All right, coming up later this hour, we got our Junkies Weekend Parlay. Try and give you some winners for the weekend. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.